This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. American scientists announced a successful vaccine against polio 50 years ago this week. 20 years ago, a top doctor at the Pan American Health Organization made a dramatic announcement.
Demos agora esse gran passo a ser futuro.
Let's take that big step towards the future. Let's eradicate polio in the Americas by 1990.
Around the world, poverty, insurgencies, and uninterested governments have prevented eradication on the global level. In our final story marking the anniversary of the polio vaccine, NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on how the effort in the Americas fared and what it means for the current global effort.
1985 was not a great time to kick off an ambitious public health campaign in Latin America. There were other concerns. NBC News carried this report from Peru.
Tourists are staying away from some of the mountain valleys these days because of a violent new ingredient added to this ancient people's lifestyle, terrorism.
A fierce Maoist guerrilla group was randomly killing civilians. Government forces were killing people, too. And in a different war, more bloodied bodies.
Murdered in San Salvador last night were 13 people, including...
Why did we have to come to this damned country, screamed the wife of a Guatemalan who died.
How could you get distracted governments interested in fighting polio? How could you send vaccinators into combat areas? D.A. Henderson thought it couldn't be done. Henderson led the successful effort to eradicate smallpox, concluded in 1979. But smallpox was relatively straightforward. Cases were easily identified by a rash. Polio, on the other hand, causes symptoms in only one of 200 infected children. It can simmer unnoticed, and unlike smallpox...
The vaccine has to be refrigerated right out into the field, requires many more doses.
Communication and transportation in the Americas were challenging. But one man was sure it could be done. Ciro de Quadros, an unassuming, methodical, and obstinate doctor. He was encouraged by the relatively good public health systems in Latin America and by the success of a polio vaccine initiative in Brazil in 1980.
They did a national immunization day that in a weekend, at that time, was the biggest vaccination ever in the world. They immunized 20 million children in 2 days. And the incidence of polio came down dramatically, you know, from several hundred cases per month to almost zero.
But convincing other people that the Brazilian case could translate to the entire hemisphere was an uphill battle. De Quadros was fond of wearing a pin commemorating his involvement in smallpox eradication. When he was planning his polio initiative, he ran into Hoffmann Mahler, then head of the World Health Organization.
So Mahler once saw me in a party wearing that in my lapel and said, you are one of those, huh? I will never allow this to happen again in WHO.
De Quadros says Mahler's main concern was that focusing on polio would suck resources from other diseases.
So there was this feeling, you know, that you should not have these eradication programs because they were bad for the infrastructure of the countries and so on. So there were lots of resistance.
Health planners were also concerned that the price of failure would be enormous. D.A. Henderson remembers what happened with the World Health Organization effort to eradicate malaria that began in 1955.
That program went on to really into the early 1970s before finally collapsing and after the expenditure of about $2 billion.
Henderson says the WHO lost credibility. Governments and organizations withdrew financial support.
Malaria surged back, and in a number of countries, it was far worse than it had been before they'd even begun the control program.
Carl Almacedo, De Quadros' boss at the Pan American Health Organization, was dubious that polio could be eliminated. So De Quadros developed a careful strategy to win support. He invited influential non-believers to a planning meeting. He and his colleagues presented detailed plans, facts, and figures.
And then we had a brainstorming the whole day, and then they all agreed that it was possible. And then Macedo authorized us to do it.
But the WHO still wouldn't bankroll the project. So De Quadros went to places no one had ever approached for public health money, such as the Inter-American Development Bank. He encouraged Rotary International to get more involved. The group ultimately provided $39 million and countless volunteers. And he was eventually able to get the WHO to finance individual vaccination days. But De Cuadros still had one last thing to worry about, the insurgencies in El Salvador and Peru. Typically, he made a plan.
Usually in the guerrilla wars, you always have a sort of a political arm that you can dialogue.
But it almost didn't work. De Cuadros had a friend with good contacts with the Salvadoran guerrillas. The plan was to meet at an upscale bar in Washington, D.C., and his friend would introduce him to one of the leaders. But his friend had a flat tire.
My friend was not there. And then I looked around in the bar and I said, that has to be the guy. Because, you know, he was totally out of that crowd. So I went to him and said, are you so-and-so? He said, yes. I said, then let's sit down. And then when my friend arrived, we had finished already.
De Cuadros got the insurgent to agree that three times a year, the rebels would hold their fire, providing days of tranquility for the vaccinators. The situation was more difficult in Peru. The secretive and brutal Shining Path sat down with no one. So De Cuadros organized a massive information campaign in local newspapers and radio stations, telling people vaccinations were for everyone. The message got through to the Shining Path. They didn't attack the vaccinators. They even helped. Months later, hundreds of Shining Path guerrilla fighters were arrested, and De Cuadros' workers recognized some of them as volunteers. And just 8 months past its target date, the Pan American Health Organization declared victory against polio in the Americas. Bill Fagey, former head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says De Cuadros was key to that success.
He was respected in the countries in the Americas. He is a very determined and organized person, and he was able to get resources outside the usual channels.
De Cuadros won't take any credit. He says it was good organization and good fortune.
We were lucky to have all these pieces together.
The present international effort is now 5 years past its initial target. Fagey and other polio experts say eradicating polio in Africa and Asia is a bigger challenge. For one, transportation and communication systems are less developed than in Latin America. And David Heyman, head of the WHO's polio effort, says the public health systems are weaker.
In the late 1990s, when Africa began its intensive activities to eradicate polio, only about 50% of children were receiving 3 doses of polio vaccine on that continent. Routine immunization programs were weak.
Heyman is looking for more money and more local and international support. De Cuadros says that needs to come soon. He sees a fatigue factor setting in.
It can be done, but you see, people maybe is getting tired because it's getting too long.
De Cuadros' money is also the key to what he considers essential, that countries across Africa and Asia that seem polio-free continue immunization efforts to protect themselves from an outbreak caused by a single traveler.
If they get the resources and if they apply the right strategy and supervise well, they will do it.
Meanwhile, he says, Latin American countries are continuing national immunization days, which they need to do because there is still polio in the world. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Earlier stories in our series on the polio vaccine are at npr.org.